Testing, testing. Today is May 4th, 2010. This is the COE meeting, the CE meeting, and the IG interview meeting.
Interviews.
Okay, I got that one.
Inspector General's appointment. Julie, would you call?
Al.
You're going to take the Ethics Commission first?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, we will open the meeting for the appointment of the Executive Director for the Ethics Commission, which has been done. I signed a letter today for our part of it recommending your appointment, Mr. Johnson. So I guess for the record, we can maybe read that into the record, or
Mr. Chair and Commission members, good morning.
Morning.
Pursuant to your recommendation of, seems like a long time ago, but I guess it was just a couple weeks ago, Mr. Johnson, your selected candidate, and I engaged in discussions and negotiation, so to speak, for his salary, which is to be, pursuant to the ordinance, to be set and established by the Ethics Commission. We have arrived at a mutually agreeable, we think, number, which was the number that was advertised for the position. Mr. Johnson is also eligible for various county benefits pursuant to the normal county employment structure, which would include an automobile allowance and health insurance, vacation and sick time, participation in the senior management retirement program, and an actual office, and maybe even a desk and a chair. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how nice he is to Audrey. We'll see. The jury's still out on that one. But that's where we stand. The number for the record is 118,000, which again was the number that was advertised. So I would request that the commission make a motion and approve that. And any other, if there are any other conditions or addendums to that.
Can I just ask a question, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman? Mr. Merriman, what's the term of the contract?
Well, it's not a contract. Okay. Mr. Johnson is like a, what we call a non-merit at-will employee of the county, like myself, who works at the pleasure of the commission. Different from what you'll be doing next with the selection committee being the inspector general, where there actually will be an employment contract. So,
and what if any procedures does it call for review of Mr. Johnson's work, evaluation of salary increases?
No official review at this time. If that's something you all wanted to build into the process, that would be probably the way to do it.
So that's open for our discussion of
yes,
later.
Sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions before we entertain a motion?
And I would move to adopt the recommendation and that we offer the job to Mr. Johnson.
I right. Second that.
Probably move that we, and second, that we adopt the and ratify the agreement between the county and Mr. Johnson. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion's carried. Mr. Johnson, you're now a statistic for the improvement of our employment situation.
And I forgot to mention Mr. Johnson's start date will be May 17.
May 17.
Did Mr. Johnson negotiate a secretary or administrative help?
Mr. Johnson will... I feel like he's not in the room. the budget calls for... we're still talking about, within the county parlance, what the level of the position will be. It'll probably be an administrative assistant or something along those lines, and some type of investigator position at some point in the near future.
Okay.
We don't really have a job title like that, so we'll have to make one up with our HR folks.
All right, Mr. Johnson, now that we're legally constituted, would you like to give us a report or anything?
Judge, no report as yet, but just to say thank you very much for your confidence, ladies and gentlemen. And I said this before individually, as my son would say, I'm stoked at the prospect of of us being successful. I do have to leave because I still have a job that I'm working right now. My boss is here.
He still works for me for a few more days.
Good luck with the process for the Inspector General. I'm available certainly to speak with any commissioners individually if you have any ideas or anything that that you might like me to work on after hours until May 17th.
Thank you very much.
Okay, any questions, anything for else for Mr. Johnson?
We did have an opportunity to view and do a tour of the new office space, and I think you will find it very satisfactory and room to grow.
I am told that there will be furniture delivered at some point before the 17th. I asked for a chair and a desk and a phone specifically. So,
you just got the job, and you already asked you.
It doesn't take long.
Will your email address be different?
Yes.
Okay.
It will be most likely, I'm not sure how many letters, the county typical email addresses are the first initial of your last name and then however many letters of your last name it will accommodate at pbcgov.org. Okay. So that will be the new email address.
All right. Is there anything else we need to take up for the executive director's meeting?
Mr. Chair, I'm not a member of the other commission, but never one to miss an opportunity to state, you know, my office's loss is the commission's gain, I'm happy to see that there's going to be some institutional memory and expertise, because as you know, Al, as the public corruption prosecutor in my office, was instrumental and centrally involved in the grand jury presentation and efforts over the past year. So you've got a great talent, and use him.
Okay, anything else?
I think we have minutes to approve.
Okay.
Okay. For the exec- you will excuse me. I'm
certainly.
Go back to work.
Get back to work.
All right. Mr. Barrage, do you have the minutes before you know which ones we're approving?
I believe we're approving February 23rd, March 18th, and March 25th.
Okay.
I think those are the emails that were sent out by Ms. Gray a few days ago. I've looked at them. They've incorporated my changes. I don't know if anybody else had any other changes.
No changes.
Ms. Gray sent them out yesterday.
No changes.
Probably motion. And Dr. Fiore, you second it?
Yes.
Any questions? Any comments? Not? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion's carried, and the Ms. Gray's requested to file the minutes and send those out to those people who are desirous of receiving them.
I believe they'll go on the website. Is that correct, Brad?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Anything else for the executive director's meeting? If not, the chair will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Okay. Meeting's properly adjourned. We'll now go into the Inspector General's panel meeting. And at this time, we have the two new members, Public Defender Ms. Howitt and the, yes.
I need to change the table.
Okay. Yes. This is a different meeting.